true in all of us is the part that most of all is about the love, right? This is kind of a no-brainer if you're a two. What you care about if you're a two and what your essence quality is about love. But we want to get a little more specific because, you know, the Greeks had the good sense to a few different words for love. We just got one word for it in English. We have a few other words like affection, but we don't have all the nuances of love. Here, it's the sweetness, the delight, the deliciousness of our hearts, the nectar of our hearts. It's exactly like when you see a newborn baby and you just want to eat them all up. You know that feeling? But it's bigger than that. It's vaster than that. It's the sweetness. You know, I remember when I was a little child and I thought of Jesus, the sense that filled me was this sense of this sweetness. Do you know what I mean? This, and it's not like a cloying, sticky sweetness. It's clean, pure. It just lets our hearts and being relax. It's this soft, nurturing, attuned intelligence of spirit that just says, relax. You're in the arms of love now. Everything's okay. And you just melt into the arms of God. That quality. Do you know what I mean? That's the two's specialty. If you're a two, whether you're a man or a woman, you have this magnificent capacity for what I like to call attunement. It's a psychological term. Attunement is what makes a good parent. Like if you have a baby, the baby can't explain whether it needs to be changed or whether it needs to be picked up or whether the baby's tired. But if you're an attuned parent, you can tell. It's like you can tune right into the need, the situation, and respond intelligently to that. And twos are responders. They respond intelligently to human need. And that's beautiful. Thank God there are people who do that in this world. Don't you agree? And nobody does that like a two. That, and if we even look at it more on a deeper spiritual sense, notice that that's the nature of spirit itself. The Holy Spirit responds precisely, more intelligently than anything we could figure out, to human need. If you have a need, often it responds in a way you could not have predicted, but it was way better than what you would have come up with. It's just a quality of God. It's a quality of spirit, quality of being. And that's what we're talking about here. So that's the specialty. The two really loves and is here to be a representative on earth of that part. How many twos in the house? Is what I'm saying making sense to you? It's like what you live for. Now, as we disconnect from the heart, that we don't disconnect from the mission. We still want to attune, but to the degree that we're not present, our attunement goes a bit off, for one thing, because we're not in touch with the source of it, and something much more terrible happens. One person gets cut out of the deal, the attunement deal. Who's that? Me. Me. I have to be, rather than being open to the attunement of spirit, I have to become the attuner. And that means that I'm not attuned to me all the time, right? Now, one thing that Don Riso and I have talked about a lot, and I want to just briefly insert this concept. We've written a lot about something called the levels of development, which I think is very important because it brings a nuance into the way we work with this. This stuff is not an on-off switch. It's not like you're all the way into some horrible passion or you're all the way in complete virtue and essence. Most of us are somewhere in between, right? And the question is, where am I right now? How open am I to the real attunement and presence versus how much is my ego in its passionate way trying to concoct it? And there's a continuum there, a grayscale. So I would say twos are more present, they're more open to the presence of spirit, and I get attuned to also. The more I get locked into my particular thing, the more I get alienated from myself. I don't even know what I need a lot of times. I'm giving everything away while getting more and more brokenhearted. Because I feel there's no attunement to me. Does sound like anything anybody knows, right? And you don't have to be a two to have fallen into that. I think pretty much any time you fall in love with someone, some of this comes into play. So the passion here, the real quality is the sweetness, attunement, love. The passion is pride. And it comes from what I just talked about. Pride here in the two, generally speaking, is not some sort of gross showing off. It's not that. It's more, to be blunt, it's false humility. Oh, I don't need anything. I'm just here for you. I only am here to serve God, right? All that stuff. And man, does egoic religion, let's face it, traditional Christianity, a lot of it really plays into this particular passion, encourages people to do it. Yeah. The ego doesn't know what real love is, gives its best shot. But pride here is basically not acknowledging my own desperate human messiness, neediness, desperation. I've got to be the servant of God here. I've got to be working with the angels. I've got to be without needs. I've got to save everybody. And, you know, we can give total appreciation to the good intention in that. but it's tainted because I'm not being honest with myself about my own internal messiness, need, wretchedness even, right? Pride doesn't want to acknowledge that, right? It's very painful. It's the 2, 3, and 4 all have to learn, and the 2, 3, and 4 in all of us has to learn the beauty of objective humiliation. In the sense, our ego is going to be humiliated when it realizes it's not the one that's going to get the prize, right? So for the 2, and it's a tricky passion, pride. It's got a little twist in it. Its very existence depends on not seeing it. So I have a lot of compassion for 2s. It's like, first of all, you have to sort of recognize when you're doing it, and then you have to sort of be in your heart with it. In the simplest way, I think that I know that seems to help 2s that I've loved and known and seen them grow, is just to start to bring some attunement and compassion to yourself. Now, the big bugaboo here is most 2s I've ever known have a big inner critic message, thou shalt not be selfish. Can't be selfish. Nope, nope, nope. And so at first, paying attention to your own heart, to your own need, feels like being selfish, but it's not. If I'm not here with me, how can I be here with you? The last point I'll make about this is just, the other thing 2s are always seeking, and it's part of that essence quality, is when we're with that sweetness, with that quality of attuned love, the other thing that happens is we know, without question, that our hearts are in complete connection. When you're holding that baby, you're in that sacred moment with someone you love, or even a stranger, and you see each other, there's that moment where your hearts just go bing, and you know that, I know the source of my heart is the source of your heart. We know our hearts meet. 2s live for that. If I'm not with my heart, no matter how much I'm trying to connect with your heart, it can't work. And if I'm not willing to be with the neediness and sadness in my heart, I can't be with my heart. See how this works? So for the 2, it's a journey of feeling, learning what it is to nurture myself and feel compassion for myself. Not self-pity, that's different. In the present moment, to just be with this hurting heart and know that that's not selfish. So the virtue here that develops when I'm able to do that, I'm trying to remember what word I like here. Anybody remember? I'll just use the traditional one, humility. Real humility is a reflection of God's grace for us. Humility is not, oh, I'm not important, I'm nothing. You know, there's the old Jewish joke, you know, the one of the 2 guys and one man is on the floor. Oh, Lord, I'm nothing, I have nothing in your eyes. And one of his buddies looks over to the other and says, look who thinks he's nothing. That's all a self-image, that's self-concept. And truth be told, it, as in the joke, it's trying to draw attention to itself. Please see how much I'm putting myself last. Right? Please see how I'm waiting, holding the door for you. Please see how I cook for you every night and don't ask anything. Right? Now, it's not wrong to want that attention. This isn't to be judged. It's just to be seen and recognized. Real humility is exactly with that attunement and compassion. Humility is allowing the holding of your own human limitation and being utterly gentle, compassionate, and real about that. That's humility. That's humility. Jesus had the good sense to take care of himself from time to time. You know, he had enough of explaining things to the disciples. He'd go off and have some time by himself, right? And so it's that. And that is cultivated and grows. And it shows other people what it means to be truly human and in real human connection. Does that make sense? Aren't they all beautiful when you understand them in a certain way? Yeah.